Yeah, well, there's a bit of experience between them. Obviously, Steve Clarke gained good experience with his managerial posts and his work at Chelsea. So, you know, I think it's time for everybody just to pull together now and pat them on the back, the pair of them, and wish them good luck. I'm not sure what the announcement's going to be with Eric Black, whether he'll stay on or not. But we've had so much negativity and disappointment this season as Villa supporters that, you know, we've just got to plough ahead now and wish them good luck and give them every support we can.
How important is it, do you think, that they've got someone experienced to back up Di Matteo? We know he's had experience at Championship and, of course, winning the Champions League. But to have someone like Steve Clarke behind him must give an added level of confidence to Villa supporters that they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree. It will be very helpful for him. You know, that he'll be able to step away from it, Roberto Di Matteo, from training one day and let Steve Clarke take it. Because of his experience, and it'll be a different face in front of the players, and that's important these days. I think, you know, working with Steve Bruce, he always had experienced people around him and people that, you know, were there to help him out and support him. And I think Steve Clarke will be a tremendous asset to Di Matteo starting this job.
On the other side of that, Nigel, is it difficult as well, though, because you then have someone who could actually step in if things don't go well early on?
I don't think that's a consideration. I mean, you know, assistant managers do take over when managers get the sack, but I think they'll be given time to sort this mess out. It's stability the club needs now, not more instability. So it's just they've got a massive job. They've got to evaluate the squad, and I think there's 40,000 of us that could do that for them. So they have got a big job, and I hope they're now given the funds. This also, I'd like to think this you know, the mess with the new ownership is settled because Di Matteo has been appointed. So I only imagine that's coming near to closure. So we can all move forward and get a squad in that's going to really challenge for the Championship.
You mentioned the experience. How important do you think that is to have a number two behind you who has been there, who's been there in that number one role and experienced the kind of things that Di Matteo's going to have to do in his job at Aston Villa?
Yeah, very important. He will be an asset. He knows the Championship. He knows the Premier League as well. And with the size of the job, you know, it'd be difficult for one man to make all those decisions on players. And we, you know, it's still, I know they've gone down to the Championship, but Villa is still a huge, huge football club. And that takes managing as well. And you hope that the new owner controls that part of it and lets Roberto Di Matteo and Steve Clarke and whoever the rest of his backroom staff are going to be, lets them get on with it and gives them full support. But experience is huge. Steve Clarke has got massive experience, and I'm really pleased that he's gone in there as well.
You mentioned time. Are they going to get it? It's a key factor, isn't it? Will people give them the opportunity to make the kind of changes you think they need to do?
Time is something that's not associated with football these days in any form or sense. So, you know, they are going to be on a continued short fuse unless they get off to a reasonable start. I said on the show for the last 6 months that this mess is going to take possibly nearly four transfer windows to put right and to get the... Unless you're going to spend millions and millions clearing out the deadwood of the squad and getting in players that are going to challenge for the Championship, this could take, you know, 3 to 4 transfer windows, which we all know is 2 seasons. So there's a lot of work to be done. So there has got to be an element of patience, but patience is not something that goes hand in hand with football.
No. I guess, do you feel, though, that in this announcement that we're expecting in the next 24 hours, that this is the beginning, really, of putting everything that's gone behind Aston Villa and now they can truly begin to look forward?
Yeah, I think we've got to. I don't think, you know, the debate and everything that's gone on now, the disappointment, it's got to be put put behind us. The club have got to put it behind them, and we've got to move forward. Otherwise, it'll just snowball again as quick as you like. And, you know, we'll be in the same situation of disappointment. And that's not the way it's got to go. It's got to get a positive attitude back to Villa Park, especially. The fans will turn up. If they get some good results to start with, the fans will turn up. And that will make it a difficult place for other teams to come to. And that's important as well.